The Black Rhino Adventure. Page 93.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, we heard a loud rushing sound, and then, about 5 meters away from us, there it was. Hello, my name's Richard Wright, and I'm from Canada. I'm 14 years old. Last month, my parents and my sister Cleo and I went on a safari to South Africa. The safari was called the Black Rhino Adventure. We left early in the morning in a jeep with a guide from Johannesburg and went to Ogrebies Falls National Park for 3 days. At sunset, we arrived at our campsite. I will never forget the first night, sitting by the campfire, listening to the animal sounds from the dark wilderness around us. It was exciting, but a bit scary, too. I didn't sleep much that night. Early the next morning, we set off with the driver and our guide, Erica, to search for the black rhino. She told us that rhinos are in danger. There are not many left, and they need to be protected. People hunt them for their horns, and the hunting is often illegal. She also explained that a wild male rhino guards and fights for his mate, and they can't see very well, and that rhinos can live 35 years, weigh 800 to 1,350 kilos, and only eat plants. Cleo and I were happy that they don't eat meat, but still, I kept thinking about how dangerous a rhino could be, and I wondered if we would be safe. We'd been driving for about 2 hours when our driver stopped the jeep. Erica pointed to the riverbank. "Sometimes they come here to drink," she said. "But we couldn't see any rhinos." Then Erica pointed again. All of us were quiet. We were nervous and excited as we looked for the rhino. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, we heard a loud rushing sound, and then, about 5 meters away from us, there it was. A gigantic black rhino came charging out of the bush. It was heading straight at us. Cleo grabbed me, and I grabbed my dad, who was holding my mom's hand. The driver started the engine and tried to back away, but the rhino was running at us and was now only about 3 meters away. As the jeep kept moving backwards, the huge beast passed right in front of our faces. I could feel my heart beating in my throat. It was incredible. Nobody said a word for a long time. We all just looked at each other, happy and also relieved. Erica was laughing. "Now that's your black rhino," she said, grinning.